Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. This song, Blessed Assurance, is based on 1 John 3, verse 2, where it says, "Beloved, now we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Boys and girls, because God has adopted us into His family, we can now be called children of God. Jesus is now ours. We are purchased by God. We can be born of His Spirit. We can be washed in His blood. We are continuing the story about Paul and what happened last time. It was pretty crazy and exciting. Paul had been in the temple, and some Jews that had recognized him from his preaching and teaching in other cities, they saw him and they got a mob together, and they were going to just rip him apart and kill him. But who stepped in? You're right. One of the Roman commanders quickly came to his rescue and made sure that everyone settled down, or tried to make sure that everyone settled down. And then we're going to find out what happened next. Before we get started, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get together. We get to talk about how you took care of your special worker for you, Paul. Help us to learn from this story. In Jesus' name, amen. Soldiers had carried Paul to keep him from being killed by a wild, angry mob. And when the soldiers were about to lead him into their strong building, Paul spoke to the commander. Let's see what he said. We're going to look it up in Acts chapter 21, verse 37. I almost said 17. Acts chapter 21, verse 37. Acts, wow, we are just continuing on through the book of Acts, aren't we? We started out in verse 1 and 2 at the beginning of this quarter, and now as we're getting closer to the end of the quarter, to the end of the year, we are now closer to the end of the book of Acts. So we're going to look at Acts chapter 21, verse 37. Acts chapter 21, verse 37. What does that say?
Then, as Paul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, "May I speak with you?" He replied, "Can you speak Greek?"
Paul asked to speak to the commander. Now, the commander thought that Paul was the Egyptian that had been the leader of a gang of 4,000 murderers. That's a lot of murderers. That's a big gang. In fact, I wouldn't want to come across that gang, would you? 4,000. But Paul told the commander who he was, and then he begged him, "Please let me speak to the angry mob." Look at verse 38 and 39. Acts chapter 21, verse 38 and 39.
"Are you not the Egyptian who some time ago stirred up the rebellion and led the 4,000 assassins out into the wilderness?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, citizen of no mean city, and I implore you, permit me to speak to the people."
So Paul asked this question, "Let me speak to the people, please." Well, the commander agreed, and so when the crowd had quieted down, Paul spoke politely, he spoke kindly to them. He wanted everyone to know that he hadn't done anything wrong. But more than that, he wanted them to know why he had become a Christian. He wanted them to know about Jesus. Wow, what an opportunity. What an amazing opportunity that Paul saw, and he asked, and then he had the chance to talk to them. Now, Paul could have just let that opportunity slip on by. He could have just been like, "Well, okay, oh, thank you, Commander, for rescuing me." But no, he was like, "I want to talk to those people." Look at Acts chapter 22, verse 1. Acts chapter 22, verse 1.
"Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now."
The crowd listened quietly as Paul talked. But you know what? You can read everything that he said in verse 22. Now, we're not going to read it all today, but if you want to, maybe during family worship or to read it on your own, you can read Acts chapter 22. We read the first verse. You can read verses 2 and on down. Now, we're going to skip down to verse 21. So basically, in this chapter, Paul is telling the people there, the crowd of people, his conversion experience. So he's sharing with them what had happened and what God had called him to do and what Jesus meant to him. Now let's look at verse 21, 22, and 23. Acts chapter 22, we're going to read verse 21, 22, and 23. Let's look at that.
"Then he said to me, 'Depart, for I will send you far from here in Gentiles.' And they listened to him until the words, and then they raised their voices and said, 'Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live.' Then as they cried out and tore off their clothes, and threw dust into the air."
What did Paul tell the crowd? He told them that God had given him a message, not for the Jews, but for the Gentiles. He was now to proclaim the message to the Gentiles. How did that make the crowd feel? They were furious. Oh, they were so, so angry. Verse 22 says that they raised their voices, and they were like, "Away with such a fellow! Get rid of him! Get him! Get him!" They even were so frenzied, so upset, that they tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air. Wow. Are they acting like normal people, or are they acting like animals? They're acting like animals. They're tearing off their clothes. They're grabbing dust and throwing it up in the air. Have you ever seen, like, elephants will take dust and throw it over their backs to help keep the bugs away and to help protect them from the sun and everything? Well, these people are so angry that they just need to channel that energy, and so they're grabbing dust and throwing it around. Well, the commander ordered that Paul be taken inside and whipped, so that he could be forced to confess what he had done to make this crowd so angry. The commander's like, "Dude, what is so, like, what did this guy do? And it doesn't make any sense. And so we'll whip him, and then he'll tell us the truth." But before they could whip him, what happened? Look at verse 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29. That's six verses. So we're going to read Acts chapter 22, verse 24 through 29. So that's just a couple verses down. Well, it's actually the next verse from what we had just read. 24 through 29.
The commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks and said that he should be examined under scourging so that he might know why they shouted so against him. And as they bound with the thongs, Paul said to the centurion, who stood by, it lawful for you to scourge me a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told them the same. Take care what you do, for this man is a Roman. The commander came and said to him, tell me, are you a Roman? He says, yes. The commander answered with a large sum. I obtained the citizenship, and Paul said, but I was born a citizen. Then immediately those who were about to examine him withdrew from him, and the commander was also afraid after he found out that he was a Roman and because he had bound him.
Here they are about to whip him. He had not been condemned. He had not had a trial or anything like that. That was illegal. They were not allowed to do that to a Roman citizen. And so Paul is letting them know, hey, I'm a Roman citizen. And I wasn't, I didn't pay money to become a citizen. I was born a citizen. I am legit. I am a Roman citizen. Now, how did that make the commander feel? He was like, oh, we better not touch him. We'll make sure that everything is done decently and in order. We'll take him before the Sanhedrin. Well, the next day, that's what happened. Paul was taken before the Sanhedrin Council. Does that name sound familiar, Sanhedrin Council? Who else stood before the Sanhedrin? Do you know? This is kind of a quiz. Jesus stood before the Sanhedrin. Who else stood before the Sanhedrin? Stephen stood before the Sanhedrin. Now, Jesus, he had been condemned and died, and then he rose again, and he's in heaven. Stephen, he had been stoned to death, and in fact, Paul had been there and had helped to hold the coats when Stephen was stoned. He became a member of that council. Now that same council, probably his buddies who he knew and he had worked with, now they wanted to kill him. How do you think Paul felt as he stood there? Maybe as he remembered the day when Stephen died. He remembered how he was there holding the coats, how he heard Stephen's arguments, how the way that Stephen acted. How do you think Paul felt? I think he was like, wow, it's amazing how far God has brought me. And I think he marveled. I don't know for sure, but I think he really marveled at what God had done in his life and through him, and that God had chosen him. That's such an honor. And now, was he going to be brave and bold for Jesus? We'll find out next time. Before we go, though, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we are so thankful that you are the God of the universe, that you care for all the big things, and that you hear our prayers and you care for us. The little things, when we lose our keys, when we can't find a toy, when we might get lost, you care for us and you hear our prayers. Thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. Be with us today. Help us to follow in your footsteps. In Jesus' name, amen.
Second Corinthians 6:2.
Behold, behold. story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.